Hello, I'm Neil Edgler and welcome to Talk About English from BBC Learning English in London. In today's programme, we'll be hearing from an expert on family history. Dr. Nick Barrett can tell you how to find out who you really are.
My job is to uncover all of the ancestors that people would be related to. So it's a bit of a detective process.
We hear from one of our listeners in Portugal about her family history.
The more we know about the history of our family, the more we know about ourselves.
We'll have our usual word facts throughout the programme. And to help you through all the really tricky bits of English in the programme, I'm joined by our language expert, Catherine Chapman. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
And all that's in today's Talk About English. Catherine, it seems as though everyone's interested in tracing their family history these days. How about you? Are you interested in knowing about your past?
Well, I am now these days, Neil, because my mum started researching our family history and she's done it in a couple of ways. One way is she's had some genetic testing done, so she knows where her family comes from geographically. And she's also done some research into church records and village records in the area where she grew up. So I'm learning quite a lot about our family. What about you?
Well, I've always been quite interested because I have a very unusual surname, Edgler. And I thought for a long time that I wasn't related to anyone apart from my close family. And I tried this theory once when I travelled across America in 1993. So it was before the internet. And I checked in every phone book in every city I went to and I couldn't find anyone called Edgler. So I was convinced that my family was the only Edgler family. But, of course, it's not true at all. I typed in my name to Google as soon as I the internet became popular, and there are in fact, hundreds of us. So it's a bit disappointing, actually. But now it's time for our first word fact.
Word facts.
Our first word is genealogy. G-E-N-E-A-L-O-G-Y. Genealogy. Genealogy is the study of the history of a family. It's an uncountable noun.
I'm trying to work out my family's past because I think I might be related to Shakespeare.
Oh, I didn't realise you were interested in genealogy.
Genealogy is also a countable noun. A genealogy is a drawing which shows the history of a family joined together by lines. This is also known as a family tree. A person who researches and makes a family tree is called a genealogist.
John's spending all his time trying to make a family tree. I never see him.
Ah, he's not the only one. I'm a bit of a genealogist myself. I think family history's fascinating.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
And that's a fact.
And talking of genealogists, our guest today is Dr. Nick Barrett, who's a historian and expert on genealogy. He was on a BBC TV show called Who Do You Think You Are, which helped various British celebrities to trace their family tree. When I met him, I started by asking why this subject has become so popular in recent years.
A need to know where we've come from, a yearning for our roots. The internet has changed the way we communicate with one another radically. These days you can email people, mobile phones, mobile technology, you text, you phone. None of these records leave a trace. And so once we've got instant communication, we actually lose sense of who we are. We look for physical clues to our ancestors' letters. Yet, equally, we're not generating that material ourselves. And so there seems to be more of a quest to get back to who we are, where we've come from, where our ancestral ties are, that's driving a new generation of internet literate people to do this sort of type of research. There's a big debate in Britain about nature versus nurture. Are you who you are because of your background or where you were brought up?
So Nick says that people have lost a sense of who they are because the modern world breaks up communities. In the past, you'd live where you grew up, but now people move all over the place. Catherine, have you lost sense of who you are?
I don't think so, really, Neil. I've done quite a lot of travelling and my family do live in different places, but I think we all know who each other is, yes.
Nick Barrett used some very interesting expressions there. He said, we had a yearning for our roots. What does he mean by that?
Well, yearning means a deep desire or a strong sense of wanting something. And roots usually means a part of the tree that goes into the ground and keeps the tree strong and stable. if we put them together idiomatically, it means a yearning for your roots means a strong desire to know where you come from.
And he also used the expression nature versus nurture. What was he talking about there?
Yes, nature means things that happen naturally in people. For example, your hair colour comes genetically, and maybe things like musical ability are also something that you're born with and you can't change. But nurture means things that you learn from your parents or your environment. So beliefs come from nurture, and maybe some kind of jobs. For example, if your father's a doctor, maybe you will be a doctor too. So there's an argument about the way we are. Is it because of nature or nurture, what we're taught?
So if I am a brilliant musician, mm-hmm. and then I look back and I discover that one of my ancestors was Mozart, that's an example of...
nurture.
Right, okay. Well, there was a word our guest, Dr. Nick Barrett, used a few times, and our next word fact will explain all.
Word facts.
Our next word is ancestor. A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R. Ancestor. An ancestor is a person, plant, or animal related to one living at a later point in time. In this programme, ancestor refers to a relative from the past. It's a countable noun.
My family all live in England, but my ancestors are from Scotland.
Ah, that's why you have red hair.
As an adjective, the word becomes ancestral, with the stress on the second syllable. Ancestral.
My family all live in England, but my ancestors are from Scotland. It's my ancestral home.
And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
Catherine, how much do you know about your ancestors?
Well, quite a bit now on my mother's side, because she's been doing all this research over quite a few years now. And she's travelled down to North Yorkshire, where the family comes from, and looked through some records. And she discovered one very interesting chap who was actually refused to change his religion in a time when a lot of British people were being forced to change from Protestant to Catholic. And he wouldn't do it. And he was actually put to death by burning because he wouldn't change his religion. I know. So we're very kind of proud of him. And also, it really, it's quite humbling to think of somebody who did that.
Well, if you want to find out more, Nick Barrett knows how to do it. And I asked him what stages you should follow in order to trace your family history.
Step one is to talk to people. It's not just about working out who your ancestors were. It's what they did, where they lived, what sort of people they were. Storytelling is a key part of genealogy these days. It's about putting flesh on the bones, if you like. The family tree is a very simple map, and that's what you're trying to build. But by adding texture, you start to work out what these people did for a living. Probably step two is then to not look for the personal stories, but it's also the objects and artifacts. The minutiae, the letters, the photographs, official documentation perhaps. All of that can be done within the family. And once you've assembled this information and built your first rudimentary basic family tree, you can then start to think about more sophisticated lines of inquiry. This can take you into archives, where lots of documents are collected, or these days you can use the internet to try and track down basic document sources to help take you further back in time.
Well, it certainly sounds like the internet has made things easier, but if you want to do a really thorough job, you do need to search through some documents. He talked about putting flesh on the bones. Catherine, what does he mean by that?
Putting flesh on the bones is quite an idiomatic expression, Neil, and it means adding details to basic information. Mm-hmm. So if the basic information is the bones, you add flesh or meat by finding out more information details.
Something else he said, he talked about the minutiae. That's an interesting word, minutiae.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Minutiae comes from the word minute, which means tiny. But in this context, it means lots of details, again, and all the small little details. So maybe you know when someone was born and where they lived. But if you find out things like what were their interests, what did they spend their money on, what kind of clothes they wore, that brings a person to life for you. It's a minutiae or the fine details. And another nice expression he used was to follow a paper trail. And a paper trail means when you find one document which gives you some information which will lead you to another document, and that will lead you to another document. Mm-hmm. So you're following a trail of paper and getting more and more information about the person. But for me, I'm wondering now, here in Britain, it seems we're all quite lucky because we have all these written records of births and deaths and marriages and so on. But what if you live somewhere that doesn't have such good records and you still want to trace your family history?
It's a very good question, and it's one that I asked Nick.
Well, I've encountered this whilst working on Who Do You Think You Are, when we've taken our searches out to parts of the former British Empire, now the Commonwealth. I'm thinking particularly in this instance of India, where there's a very strong oral history tradition, where families know previous generations by name, but also what they did and where they lived. And this is handed down mouth to mouth, generation after generation. So there's probably a fairly good chance that you're going to know who your ancestors are. You don't get that so much in Britain, because we rely so much on written record, and the movement has made us forget effectively where we've come from. So there's a sort of delicate balance, which I think the internet may even threaten, because with the move towards putting things online, people start to forget the importance of handing stories down. And this sort of cultural association with family and roots and ties and location is under threat by the modern world. One particular example is Somalia, where you have got a really strong storytelling tradition, passing information about family and about roots from generation to generation. So it wouldn't have been inconceivable that you would know six generations back, every single individual six generations back, but also present-day members that you're associated with. With the Civil War, of course, and the diaspora and fracturing of society, these stories aren't getting passed on. And so there could be a cataclysmic loss of this information unless we try and take real efforts now to record and preserve this information for future generations.
So did that answer your question, Catherine?
Yes, it did, yes. It means, as I understand, he's saying that whereas my mum found out about our relatives by searching documents and paper and records, in some cultures where they don't write things down and keep records, they do it by storytelling. So they learn about ancestors and they pass stories on. So stuff is recorded by stories rather than paper.
And there's a danger that those word-of-mouth stories might get lost. He used the word diaspora, which means the spreading of people from an original country to others, often as a result of war. He said this could have a terrible effect on oral history, the storytelling tradition in the developing world. And he said if that's lost, it would be cataclysmic, which means very, very destructive. Well, now it's time for our caller. This week, it's Christina from Portugal.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Christina Bolina.
Hello, Christina. Welcome to the programme. Where are you from?
I'm from Portugal. It's a small town in the outskirts of Lisbon.
We are talking in the programme today about families. Where are your family from?
So my family on my mother's side is from here where I live.
And how about your father's side?
Yes, it's from another small town very near.
And do you have any interest in tracing your family history?
Yes, because I think that the more we know about our the history of our family, the more we know about ourselves and about our place in the society and in the world is. So I think it's quite interesting and quite important to know, to trace back the history of our family.
Do you think that if you did trace your family history, what kind of things would you like to discover and what kind of things would you be perhaps a little bit worried about?
I know that there is a mystery in the family on my mother's side. Because a great-great-grandmother was given to a religious institution as a baby, and so no one knows where who her parents are.
Oh, that's interesting. And would you like to know more about that great-great-aunt of yours?
Yes, I would like to know much more about her.
Are there any theories in your family? Are there some members of your family who have an idea where she may have come from?
Well, they think that she may come from the nobility, because in that time it was usual to noble families who had affairs to put the babies in religious institutions. So they have that theory, and because she was wearing very fine clothes when she was found.
So you may, Christina, you may be descended from royalty.
Yes, that's one of the ideas which is circulating in my family.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me. That's very interesting stuff.
It was a pleasure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
An interesting story there about the mystery over Christina's great-great-relative. How many generations back is a great-great-grandmother, Catherine?
OK, are you ready for this?
Go on.
It's your mother's 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 mother. So, four generations back from you.
So, if they were still alive today, they'd be around 130 years old, perhaps?
At least.
Right, there's not much chance of that, is there? Well, I asked Nick what Christina should do to find out more about the mystery relative in her family.
If you've got a story like that, well, first of all, establish the date. If you're talking great-aunt or great-great-aunt, you can pretty well work out when this event might have happened. Secondly, try and pin down exactly where it would have happened as well. Three, we need more details about that religious institution. It was quite often the case that unwanted or illegitimate children would have been palmed off into a religious community to be brought up, away from the scandal, perhaps. But you need to think about, well, OK, a noble family, a well-to-do family, what were the main families in that area? Why might there be a connection with your family to one of these families? And were there any payments to that religious institution? Can you provide a connection between the wealthy family and that institution? It's all about circumstantial evidence, because the paper trail most of the time will fall flat.
So, Christina, and anyone else who has a mystery ancestor, I hope that advice is useful. I suppose it's always nice to think you might have a famous or important person in your family background. Catherine, are there any theories about your genealogy?
Well, not so much about famous people, but can you remember I told you my mum had her genetics tested?
Yeah.
And she loves, my mum does a lot of travelling, and she loves travelling to the Middle East in particular, and she loves it so much she was convinced she was going to find that her ancestors were born in these beautiful,
right,
exotic Middle Eastern cultures, and was very excited about finding out that this was true, but sadly it wasn't to be.
Right.
And her family mostly comes from northern France, which,
okay,
is a little less exotic, but a good place to come from nonetheless.
So she was a bit disappointed.
She was a bit, yes. What about you, Neil?
Well, my great-grandfather had two middle names, and they were James and Bond.
Oh.
So his full name was Thomas James Bond Edgeler. So, therefore, I can truthfully say that one of my ancestors was, in fact, James Bond.
That's brilliant. But if I was researching my family history, I'd be quite worried, actually, in case I found something bad.
Yes, there's always that danger. And that leads us onto our final word fact.
Word facts.
Our next word is a phrase. To have a skeleton in the cupboard, or to have a skeleton in the closet. A skeleton is the frame of bones in a human or animal body. If someone has a skeleton in the closet, it means they have an embarrassing secret. It's a secret they want to keep hidden.
You know Mike's researching his family tree?
Yeah.
Well, he discovered that his great-grandfather was in jail for murder.
No way! You know, that's why I'm scared to look into my family history. Think of all those skeletons in the closet.
And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
See, that's worrying, isn't it? You might find out you're related to some murderer or someone.
Well, funny you should say that, because our guest Nick discovered a skeleton in the closet himself when he was researching his own family tree.
Well, sometimes you do come across chance discoveries. In my own case, my great uncle turned out to be a spy for the Russians in the 1920s and 30s, and there was no indication through family knowledge that this would actually come to light. So it was a bit of a shock. I think there's a case to be said that you have to be very careful when you start looking for these strange relatives that were up to all sorts of nefarious deeds. It can radically change the way you view your family. I wouldn't say there's always a skeleton lurking waiting to be found, but you will find some characters which you will look at and think, goodness, were they really up to that? In context.
And that bell means we only have time for a quick recap.
60-second recap.
What word beginning with G is the study of family history?
Genealogy. Genealogy.
Spell ancestor.
A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R.
What's the last word in this expression? Nature versus...
nurture. Nurture.
What expression means to have an embarrassing secret?
To have a skeleton in the cupboard. To have a skeleton in the cupboard.
Well, that's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. Nick Barrett, our caller, Christina, and, of course, our language expert, Catherine. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, and good luck in tracing your family history.
Goodbye.